I wanna make love, yeah. I wanna make love to you, baby. That's all I wanna do.
Hey guys, we're back with Three Girls, One Mic. It's your girl Amanda.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Camilla.
So, last show we talked about falling in love and how do you know you're in love. So, today we're gonna make things a little bit more fun and talk about sex when you're in love. I have a question. Do you guys prefer making love or fucking, like somebody that you don't know, like a hookup or something like that?
I don't know, I hate making love.
It's so boring.
It's so boring.
I don't think it's boring.
Oh, God. Did you ever went on a porn website and it's search for making love?
No. They have romantic porn, but
you can watch romantic porn
in the romantic.
No.
I never found it's romantic always porn. Set and I don't like and fucking porn. Like I need like seduction and kissing and
so you like romantic porn.
Yeah, but yeah, I never found it. Maybe I need to search it up.
All you have to do is go. Yeah,
romantic porn is like a lot of kissing, a lot of kissing.
It's a lot of satin sheets and candles,
and it's like soft touch.
I like
massage.
Stories too, like you know what I mean.
Oh God,
like, they're such heroes. She wants a whole movie.
They no, are bad actors. They but are. It has to be like somebody,
a pizza guy,
a repairman, you know, and then the girl starts seducing him.
You're one of those. You want to have sex with the cable guy.
Do you co-play that? Do you make your boyfriend dress up as the cable man?
No, I never
like,
tried that.
Come fix my cables.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Didn't he used to be an electrician? You guys never role-played that?
He is an electrician. Okay, so can you fuck when you're in love?
I think so.
Yeah, I think couples do that. It depends on. I think it all depends on what you like, personally.
Mm-hmm. I've known people that, like, oh, girl, she really liked getting fucked, like sucking dick and getting hit from behind. And the boyfriend was like, he didn't feel that way. He thought that was his girlfriend and they should only make love.
Yeah.
That's very sad. Like, let me suck that dick. No, honey, you don't have to do that. So, people are weird like that.
Yeah. That's so funny. And you would think that it would be the opposite. That it would be like,
yes,
she would want to be more like, I don't want to suck your dick all the time. And he would be more like.
A few guys, some guys have this thing that like, oh, you the princess, you're not supposed, you know.
But that's why they go and cheat.
Yes, that's, I don't want to say overall, but like what I know, normally those guys that they're so, what's it called, the word, like, machista?
What is the word for that?
Like, the opposite of feminist?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
We don't know what the word is in English, immigrant problems, but...
Immigrant problems?
He's just like, they're like, oh no, my wife is for me to make love and look pretty and I can't do this nasty stuff, but it's okay for them to do the nasty stuff with hookers or strippers, whatever, because they're paying them. It's just another, I feel like, excuse to go ahead and cheat and do whatever.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right. So, what do you guys, like, so what's the difference between making love and fucking when you're in a relationship?
The same that it is when you're not in a relationship?
Yes, because I think you can make love to someone that you're not in love with, if you think about it. You can have really romantic sex.
And not be in love with someone.
It's different.
So you don't need love to make love?
No.
No. Oh my God. This is like...
this is an epiphany.
Yeah. You really don't because... I don't know if you're just hooking up with this person and normally if you're drunk, you're gonna fuck. But maybe you're just hooking up after dinner and this guy has really, like, he's a really good kisser. And
some guys aren't really romantic.
So if it's slow and romantic,
I think that's what the definition
love.
Of making love, right?
So you can't, like, make love and the sex be, like, hard. That's not making love.
And I think of making love as, like, being gentle. Like, it's very,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, because think about it now. Because you've been in a long-term relationship, too. When I started with my husband, that we were making love or whatever, guys, on the call, it was, like, so romantic, and I felt, like, so good about it. even now that when we do make love, if that's like a soft way of sex, do you feel that same butterflies that you did right in the beginning? No, it's just sex, you know? Turn around and turn on the TV. You're like tapping the shoulder. Like, good job, bro.
Well, I don't know, because I think that, like, in my relationship, my long-term relationship, I don't think we ever made love. Do couples who aren't in love don't make love? Like, that whole...
It depends. If you guys aren't into making love, then you guys aren't into making love.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like...
Well, we did a lot of love. We made a lot of love when we lived at my grandma's place for a while.
Because
you have to be quiet. But then after you have your own place, it's just like, why be quiet, you know?
Making love is boring.
I guess.
Whenever we try to go slow, like, it just doesn't... I guess, like you said, it all depends on what you like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking here?
I've never had a lot of horror type of sex.
Horror?
Like, to me, like, you know, like, all
talking
crazy
nasty
and all of that. Like, I don't do stuff like that.
I'm not a sexy person.
First of all,
I talk so nasty during sex.
Oh,
that
was
like, what do you say? Like,
oh, yeah, do you like that?
Sexy, are
you like that? Like,
are you kidding me?
Really,
I could
never.
Sound like a porn when I'm having sex.
That's
like,
disgusting. I can't even picture. I think if I even tried, I would laugh so hard that it would just be over.
You know what,
like,
I always know.
It would ruin it. It would sound horrible. It wouldn't even sound
one
sexy.
Time I tried to catwalk on top of the back. And I look back and my husband is just like cracking up. He's like, are you trying to be sexy? I'm like, no.
No, I've done that before and it didn't turn into a little joke, but like, when we're into sex, you like this pussy, like stuff like that.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my God.
You go, girl.
No,
I can
see stuff like, yeah, don't stop. Stuff like that.
Little things like that. But I can't say like, oh, you like that. Like, no.
I always wanted him to like.
And
like,
I love the warning.
Point.
I'm going to come. Somebody always warns the other one.
Oh, I never did. I never said that.
No.
Oh
I
no.
Never said that.
Yeah. Like, oh, you gonna make?
Yeah. Because like, so tell them to stop a little bit. Like, it's so cool. Hold on.
No, guys are funny. You know when they're gonna come because it's like they stop.
And their face.
First of all, they have the face.
No, but
like,
when
the face tells
when
it
they're gonna
all.
Come
yeah.
and they don't want to, they'll stop. That shit pisses me off because it's like you're in it and then they stop.
Yeah.
And then they go and you know it's because.
But
they don't
it's not
want
fair
to.
Because if they stop. Like, if they come, that's it. So they try to stop. We can just come and just, like, whatever.
We can come multiple times. Guys can't, right?
I don't think, like, back to back. Like, I think he's going to need a second
to
get
back
up.
Yeah, he needs to, like, juice it up again.
Yeah.
But
I don't think he's
trying.
It's like the half soft, half hard. And it's just like, I'm barely standing. They keep, like, bumping that wobbly thing into us. You're like, oh, God. Just let it go.
It's over.
Okay, so I have a question for Camilla.
Oh, God.
Does sex change after you're married?
Oh, definitely. Not sex itself. It's just, like, how it starts. And it's literally, like... Because when you're in a relationship, sometimes you just start hooking up and it happens. I want to say 95% of sex after you're married, it doesn't just happen. This will be talked about and scheduled, so I'll make sure I shave. Sometimes I'll be walking in the shower and I'll be like, are we having sex tonight? And then he'll be like, yeah, I guess so. So I'm like, okay. And then I'll go shave, you know. It's just because I feel like it's your best friend, so the communication is so much more easier. So you can just literally, like, I don't feel like it. And when you're in a relationship, just dating someone, you're like, why if I, even for guys, to tell, like, I don't feel like it, you know, you're going to feel like, what do you mean, you're a guy, you're supposed to feel like it all the time, but life happens, and sometimes he's stressed out, and some, like, I would even ask him, like, did it bother you that you changed after, and he told me, like, no, because most of the time, I come in, and I'm in the mood. By the time we're done having dinner and getting out of the shower, we just sit and talk, and we just pass out. It's nobody's fault, you know?
Yeah.
Just life happens, and you get comfortable with each other. And
I think it's, like, when you live with each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, a routine, like, because I'm in a long-term relationship, and, like, we don't live together, though. So sex to me, I think, is still like that thing where it's like, oh, when you finally get to sleep with each other, you're gonna have sex. Like, we don't have sex every night we sleep together, but usually we do, and before we go to sleep and when we wake up, you know what I mean? God. Like,
that is the one thing that I never be able to is have sex in the morning.
Really?
I'm not a morning person. Don't touch me in the morning. Like, I need my coffee, I need to poop. There's like,
no, when stuff I wake up from like dream, like, I've been having a lot of dreams of like, ooh, to wake up like in the mood. I'll wake him up, and it's hard to do that, but I'll wake him up, and, like, it's always me, like, initiating that.
Whoa, look at you.
Freaking. Yes, Miss Initiator.
Yeah.
Morning breath does not bother me no more.
Oh, that's so disgusting. I'm too lazy. Well, apparently, smells don't seem to bother Amanda very much.
If you guys like back to some
old episodes, yes, you obviously
maybe
don't
she has
have
a stinky fetish.
You're the one who likes stinky stuff, and well, you said, "Ew, you have stinky fetish."
Stinky stuff does not turn me on. Okay, they don't turn you off. Oh my gosh. No, I do not have a stinky fetish.
Just a little bit. You gotta admit, you got a little stinky fetish. Cause most people, me for example, that it just, there's not going past this.
Oh, I have a good question for Angela. When you were in a relationship and your boyfriend moved away, and how did you guys, like, since sex is so important, like, how did you, like, stayed strong? Is that like,
I don't know, when he moved away, it was a hard time, so at first it was more just like the relationship, we weren't really focusing,
you don't really think about that.
There was a lot going
on,
so we weren't really thinking about that, but no, like, you send pictures, and I mean,
so you can keep sex going like long distance.
Yeah, in your own way.
You can FaceTime.
Like,
you can talk on the phone.
You can FaceTime. You can, you know, like, send sexy pictures.
Would you scare of the pictures, sending pictures, like, over the phone? The person has it for whatever. What are they going to do with the pictures?
When it's on
your mean, in that situation, I didn't really think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you wouldn't
wasn't
expect
gonna
the
do
person
anything
to do
my pictures,
to you.
You know what I mean? So, like, I wouldn't send my pictures out to just anybody.
Did you ever sex somebody that you weren't in a relationship with?
Yeah.
Is it different, like, when you sex somebody that you love rather than sex somebody that you don't?
Yes, because like we said, it's like you're not being judged. You don't care if this person is judging you.
You don't care what you say. Like,
okay, but since you're not a big talker, how do you do that? How do you sex?
See, that's the thing.
You like that, huh?
No.
You like me talking real hard.
When it comes to me, it's like, I kind of just let you do most of the talking. You have more the fun, and I just sit here, and I just cheer you on.
Oh, I see.
Because I can't really talk like that. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like,
yeah.
One time someone was basically trying to teach me how to have phone sex. And I'm like, hon, I don't do
phone
sex.
Just small.
Like,
just
you can sit here and say what you want. Right. And I'll just listen, you know? Do, like, but I'm not. No.
So you don't do the work when you sexed?
No, I don't do no work.
I'm
a lazy sexter.
Oh my gosh.
I've never sexed before. I can't.
I never have phone sex, I don't think.
It's easier through text because then, you know what I mean? Like, when if he says something, you can just send a picture too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, there you go.
How do you phone sex through text though? Like,
I don't know. Like, well, I have a friend that's big in it. Maybe I should call her in to be in the show next week and give us our thoughts.
She should do an episode.
Everybody, like, she'd be sexting four guys at the same time. Like, how are you keeping up with which one's doing
no, what? That's a little much. Yeah. But I think sexting over text is easier than on the phone. One, again,
it's so much easier to type things than actually say it.
Exactly. And you get to filter what you say.
Because no matter
what you retype, I'm like, this doesn't sound good.
And no matter what you say, he's going to read it how he wants. So he's going to think of it all sexy. And if I say it, it might not come off as sexy. That's when you read it. You know what I mean? Because I might sound a little awkward saying it.
I was going to ask you, is it more comfortable to sex somebody that you physically had sex with before?
I would think so, because you know what they like.
Yeah.
Because it was, if you guys into feet, like, ooh, I'm rubbing my feet in your balls. And then if the guy's not into it, I'm like, what the hell?
What the fuck is going on?
I don't want no feet in my balls.
No, in that sense, yeah, because you know what the person likes. But I think it's still easier to text someone that you don't even, like,
a stranger.
Really, exactly, because you can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's going to know?
Is that what Tinder's about?
Tinder is just, what, like, is Tinder? Meeting
somebody. Do you get to talk to people on Tinder?
You just swipe left or swipe right. I think it's like you swipe right if you like them, and you swipe left.
I hate those things. I feel like only creeps go on there.
It's all old people now. Nobody's on Tinder no more, guys.
Oh, really?
No. What's the new thing?
I heard about the Bumblebee thing.
Bumblebee?
But some Bumblebee.
I feel like only creeps go on that. Like, why are you looking
for that? No, all of my single friends be on Tinder.
Oh, that's so weird.
In college,
what kind of guy are you gonna find on Tinder?
Regular guy.
It was literally one of those apps that to like casual sex, and people just started using. Like Snapchat was for dick pics, guys. There was why do you need an app that sends pictures that deletes in 3 seconds? It's for dick.
Yeah,
like dick has to be. See, but
everything else.
I think girl sending pictures and guy sending dick pics is two completely different things.
I don't,
I think you need to warn somebody before you send a dick pic, because I got one sent very out of the blue, and I was pretty like, I didn't know we were going
what
there.
What if my mom is using my phone
and dick? It's just like,
but let me tell you, people think it's so natural. This friend of mine, if she comes in the show, you guys would die. She's hysterical. And she just goes, look at this guy. And I'm like, what? And she just shows me the phone. And it's this humongous dick. And now they even have apps to make your dicks look big.
What?
They have, like, the right angle. She was telling me, like, oh, I don't believe in those because there's angles, there's lighting. I'm like, what?
Angles and lighting to a dick pic?
Yep, she said this guy. Because she would not go on a date with the guy if they haven't nasty talk over text message before, and she didn't see a picture of his dick. Swear to God. And she said that one time it looked huge and it was little, and she just kept going because she said, well, maybe he's a grower, not a shower. And no, he was none of them. It was just
that
tiny.
Sucked.
Yeah,
that's a bad experience. That's a waste
of, I know,
waste of a date.
Maybe she's doing it right. Why waste your time if you're not gonna like the dick anyway?
I guess so.
She just skips the whole trouble.
She skips everything.
Yeah. Well, guys, let us know your thoughts on sex, making love, fucking, or whatever.
Let us know what you guys prefer. What do you like? We would love to hear feedback.
If you have any tips on how to make, like, somebody like me who's not interested in making love, like how to make it more.
She sounded so cold.
I'm not interested in making love, girl.
Like how to make, you know what I mean? Like make it more fun without having to like fuck.
Yes, and we'll be back Wednesday with a whole new topic. So go on Twitter and let us know what you guys want us to talk about.
Yep, and if you haven't yet, please subscribe, check out our blog, and follow us on Twitter.
Our blog is 3girls1podcast.com. Everything spelled out, no numbers. And our Twitter is 3girls1mic. All together.
No numbers.
No numbers.
No numbers.
We also recently made an Instagram. It's at 3girls1mic as well with no numbers.
Ooh, that's
so if you haven't yet, follow us there too.
Follow us everywhere. Stalk us. Please stalk us.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.